Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
What does it mean to fear God? Now, many people know that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. We see that in Proverbs 1:7. And there we see the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So we would often say that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. But what does the fear of the Lord actually mean? Does it mean we are so afraid of God that we tremble in our boots? Well, actually, no. No, the idea of fear is to captivate attention. That's really what we're doing when we're saying the fear of the Lord, that the Lord our God captivates our full and undivided attention. Now, this is a way I like to illustrate this. It's helpful for me. Maybe it will be for you. If you were discussing earlier that day with your spouse what color to paint a room, or maybe discussing even your 401k, all of a sudden you're on the street and someone pulls out a gun and asks for your money or your life. Are you worried about which color you wanted to paint that room anymore? Or even the thoughts of how to invest your 401k? No, because the man with the gun has captivated your full attention. You're thinking of nothing else. Oh, there's other things you think of I got to be careful. I don't want to lose my life because of my family, things like that. But the important part of this is that your full and undivided attention is on that person. And so it should be with God.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.